After 80 strike days, Mir's workers achieve victory. Bexigni, Manchester Socialist Party. The long-running Mir's dispute has ended in victory. Workers voted to accept a deal which means an average pay rise of 22%, and parity of pay across the workforce, and in line with others in Manchester. It also involves the revoking of the sackers charter Mir's was trying to bring in, to attack terms and conditions, and no changes to pensions, and holiday pay which had also been planned. After taking over 80 days of strike action, 180 workers at Mir's have been able to go back, to work with their heads held high. One of the Unite stewards at Mir's spoke to the Socialist. The average operative will receive a 22% pay rise, going up to £27,000 and £28,000. Some painters and decorators who were on £19,500 per year are getting a massive 33% pay rise. Their money was that low. The workers were TOOP transferred from Manchester City Council in 2006, who operated a bonus scheme, so that's why people were on different rates of pay. The workers were put on their average bonus before the TOOP, and kept on this for 9 years. The workers were constantly told there was no money in the pot. But just like Carillion, Mir's were giving public cash to their shareholders and senior management in massive pay rises, while their workers, suppliers, and subcontractors suffered. The resolve of the striking workers strengthened during the dispute, especially due to the underhand tactics deployed by the Mir's account director and general manager. The workers received fantastic support from around the country. They had magnificent support locally from the socialist media and Fujitsu workers who have their own ongoing battle. This dispute shows, on the one hand, what is necessary in order to win, a program of strike action coupled with protests and mobilizations, along with other striking workers, to put pressure on the council and management, and on the other hand, that it is possible to win significant pay rises, when the workforce is united and prepared to fight. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 20th of February 2018, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.